This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a continuation of Stephanie Julissa Lopez. Could you please add probable diagnoses to the end of the report as a continuation? Probable diagnoses, number one, Erb's palsy, complicated with a displaced humerus fracture of the right upper extremity, dash, the claimant has no function of the right upper extremity and suffers from chronic pain along with spasms. Allegation number two, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, being treated at this time. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 7.6, which is a fairly good hemoglobin A1C, which could be better. She appears to be fairly well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, hypertension. Blood pressure at this visit was 136 over 96 mmHg, which is borderline high. However, she is being treated at this time with lisinopril. Allegation number four, anxiety slash depression. The claimant has had multiple suicidal attempts and is not seeing a psychiatrist at this time. She has multiple risk factors and appears to be not stable. Friends have told her that she has multiple personalities. It would behoove her to see a psychiatrist at this time to be treated. Her condition is guarded at this time. Allegation number five, hypercholesterolemia, not being treated at this time, secondary to a fatty liver, but appears to be fairly controlled with a cholesterol level of 240. Allegation number six, lumbar sacral back pain with coxie fracture, does not appear to be well healed. The claimant appears to be in chronic pain and had difficulty in sitting during the examination. Allegation number seven, iron deficiency anemia, secondary to the gastric bypass surgery, along with abnormal menstrual periods, has been treated with multiple blood transfusions and is being treated with oral medications at this time. She does not recall what her last H&H was, but states that her last hemoglobin was 12.5. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Stephanie Julissa Lopez, which was an addendum to the other report that was dictated. Thank you.